Hello, you're listening to episode 4 of Be You, Be Heard, a program of Girl Scout Spirit of Nebraska, where we elevate girls' voices and get a window into their unique paths to leadership. My name is Renee, and I'm excited to be your host as we chat with girls and learn how they are growing in courage, confidence, and character, because we know that girls are making the world a better place every day. Episode 4 is called Taking Charge and Staying True. We'll talk with sisters Ella and Amelia about the Girl Scout Advisory Group.
The great thing about GSAG, your ideas are heard and like they're not ignored, like you get them put into a lot of things.
We'll also talk with Chloe about her experience with the programs Why We Achieve and Why We Lead.
One year someone talked about the power in yourself. And I still remember that session to this day. It was one of the most powerful sessions I've ever been in.
This podcast is recorded in Lincoln, Nebraska, in the studios of community radio station 89.3 FM KZUM. Their website is kzum.org. When you think of a Girl Scout, you usually think about an elementary age girl with her vest selling cookies. And while this is certainly an accurate portrayal of many Girl Scouts across the country, the opportunities that Girl Scouts offers to middle and high school girls are very exciting, but many of them often drop out around that age. At Spirit of Nebraska, we have a lot of opportunities for girls to practice and learn about leadership. In episode 4, we're going to talk about GSAG, Why We Lead, and Why We Achieve. The Girl Scout Advisory Group is also known as GSAG for short. Girls who are in GSAG help impact council programs and events, help with fundraising, write for publications. They're a part of a leadership network of girls that spans across the state and much more. We're going to talk with Ella and Amelia about their GSAG group, the GSAG retreat, Slob Fest, and hear how they lead in collaboration with the Lincoln GSAG coordinator, Tracy Stewart.
Hi, I'm Amelia. I'm in eighth grade, and I've been a Girl Scout since kindergarten.
I'm Ella, and I'm a junior, and I've been in Girl Scouts since kindergarten as well.
Okay, so you are both members of a group called, that we call GSAG.
Mm-hmm.
Explain GSAG. What does that stand for, and what is it?
Okay, so GSAG is the Girl Scout Advisory Group, and we basically like plan out programs and events that we do for GSAG and Girl Scouts in general.
So what are some examples of things you've helped plan or things you've helped lead?
So we help plan programs like Why We Lead and
Cookie Kickoff.
We kind of run the Cookie Kickoff in our area. So we plan things like this last year we planned things for both older girls and younger girls and make it more fun for girls to come and kick off cookie season.
What kind of activities did you put together for the cookie kickoff?
For the younger girls, we did a lot of games. So we did, there was one game we did where they learned how to like give the right change. And so basically they walk around and find, meet new people and sell cookies to them and then give them their change and whatnot.
So it's, a lot of it is our planning, and Tracy's just kind of like a supervisor for us. And she just guides us along it, but we get to do a lot of the stuff ourselves.
What are some of your favorite things that you've done with GSAG?
I enjoy our service projects that we do. Like one of our service projects was we went to the mission and we like frosted cookies with the younger kids and even some of the older people.
Oh, we did a toy drive. One of the girls brought up that her aunt had like a toy drive. I can't remember. It was like Aiden's toy drive, I think. And so Tracy just asked us to bring in stuffed animals that we didn't want or that we bought. And we just donated, and it was like a really easy service project.
So how often do you do service projects?
We try and plan a couple every year, every season. it's not like super, we have to do it this, and this, but at meetings, we just kind of come along, oh, think of something that you might want to do, and then we go through with that. We're working on one for this year. We did it last meeting. We had some ideas of, like, homeless shelter or humane society. We want to do a fundraiser for them. And so we just, like, planned ideas for a fundraiser, and then next meeting we'll, like, go through with our plan and figure out what to do.
Are there any other things that you have done with GSAG that are, like, happy memories for you?
Well, every year at the end of the GSAG season, we get the retreat, which is really fun. It's like you come together with all the other GSAG groups from Nebraska. It's really fun to hang out with the group because we get along pretty well.
So what do you do during the GSAG retreat?
It's really fun. We just, like, hang out, and one year we planned the activities, this year another group planned it, and it just kind of goes through. So this year we did, like, the giant swing and the zip lines, and we did, like, swimming, water slides, and you get to know, they really encourage getting to know the other groups.
So we do, like, this year we did slingshots. One year they did cardboard boats, and they raced in cardboard boats across the pool.
So are there any traditions, like special GSAG tradition, retreat traditions that you have?
We have Slob Fest. It happens every year. You basically get a plate of spaghetti and meatballs and salad.
Garlic bread.
But you don't get to use utensils, so you get to use your hands or your face.
And some kids go and try and ask for utensils, and they will literally guard the utensils so that no one gets them. It's, like, not allowed. This year, actually, or the last retreat, the lights went out, power went out during the Slob Fest, so we had Slob Fest in the dark. And then you try and go wash off your face in the bathroom, and you can't really tell if your face is clean. But it was really fun.
Overall, it's just really fun because most of the time you're sitting by people that you don't really know. And even though you don't know them, you're just sitting there having a great time.
With, like, the counselors and all the adults there, they're really, like, fun. They're not adult figures all the time. They kind of, like, be your friend and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. At the beginning, you mentioned leadership, and I'm wondering what sort of lessons have you learned about being a leader through GSAG?
We've kind of learned how to take charge and basically plan things. This last year, we decided to do, like, more leadership roles. So, like, we have a president of GSAG and stuff like that. And that kind of helps get our, like, meetings going and keep them on track so that we get stuff done.
We learn a lot of how to treat each other, and, like, everyone is, like, you should be nice to everyone. It's kind of like the basics, but then we go more into it on how you can do this, how you can talk to people, and how, or just, like, a simple thing can help them out and stuff.
So what tips would you have for somebody who is planning an event?
I would get, like, information based on the people that you're doing it for. Because there's a lot of different audiences that you can have, and they're all very different and, like, likes. So if you can figure out, like, what they like or something that they're interested in, then it's a lot easier to go from there.
I say just start out with your idea and kind of communicate it with other people, and then just kind of go from there.
I definitely say join GSAG. It's a very fun experience. You get to, like, our meetings are really fun and stuff. And it's like a hangout, but you also plan things and whatever. So it's a really good experience. And it helps you a lot with, like, communication and leadership and stuff, especially for, like, shy people. When you have just Girl Scouts in general, it teaches you to communicate with people, and it helps a lot, I think.
GSAG is a place to share your ideas and kind of put them in to activities and stuff that you would also enjoy going to.
Well, I will tell you, the name of this podcast is Be You, Be Heard. And that name came from the Grand Island GSEG group. They helped me come up with that name. I got put in like their Snapchat group.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, help me think of a podcast name. And then they bounced around a bunch of ideas, you know, over the course of the day. And then they all seemed to like Be You, Be Heard. So that's what I went with. So actually, this podcast name is a product of GSEG leadership.
Yeah.
Fun fact. And I will say, from the council's perspective, we do, like, a lot of my coworkers rely a lot on GSEG girls. You really are a big help to the people who work at Girl Scout.
Because for us, I think it's easier to plan out because we're the girls. And so we kind of know what people want.
Yep.
And it's harder for adults because they're not the girls and stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to, I could have come up with a name on my own, but I was like, sometimes what we think you girls are thinking is not what you're actually thinking. So.
Yeah. And like the great thing about GSEG, your ideas are heard and like they're not ignored. Like you get them put into a lot of things. And so it's really a place to like share your ideas and stuff because a lot of times we make them happen.
Now we're going to hear from Chloe. She's going to tell us about her experience with two of our Why We programs. The Why We programs are unique experiences exclusively for high school girls who are determined and driven to be amazing. During these programs, girls immerse themselves in workshops and activities that heighten their self-exploration and help them gain more courage and confidence. The three programs that are a part of the series are Why We Achieve, Why We Camp, and Why We Lead. Why We Achieve happens every June, and Chloe told me that this past June, during the three-day conference in Omaha, they focused on topics such as leadership, budgeting, entrepreneurship and business, nonprofits, and college readiness.
My name is Chloe. I'm 16 years old, and I'm going to be a junior. I live in Alliance, Nebraska, and I have been a Girl Scout for 11 years.
What was one of your favorite excursions from this past Why We Achieve?
We got to go to a business called Collaboratory, and that was super cool to hear about her story and why she decided to open Collaboratory. Being an entrepreneur, you have to take risks. She said that where she was, she wasn't happy, and so her taking the risks to build Collaboratory was scary, but she did it, and she's proud of it. So the Collaboratory is a STEM-based place, so she does all the science, technology, engineering, and math. But she makes it fun for kids. So she does birthday parties and summer camps. And then we got to do some science experiments.
So you learned about nonprofits as well. What was that session like?
Yeah, we just learned about what a nonprofit is. And she just kind of explained what makes a nonprofit and how you can build a nonprofit.
So what is a nonprofit?
Basically, it's a company that puts all their money that they make back into their company. Being in Girl Scouts, I definitely see that all the money that they make goes back into the girls, and that benefits us in the long run because it allows us to have a better experience in Girl Scouts.
College readiness, what were some, what was that session? Who spoke and what did you learn there?
Yeah, she works in one of the departments of the school and she helps kids decide what they're going to major in. And she came to talk to us about everything that you need to be ready, you need to be doing right now, being in high school, to make sure that you're ready for college. So maybe what jobs you want to go into. We also talked about how much the jobs make. So we went and looked at boards of like how much doctors make and how much lawyers make and how much schooling you need so that we know and we're prepared for it.
Was there anything that surprised you in that activity that you did?
Quite a bit, actually. We got these note cards in the budgeting one, and we had to line up in the order that we thought they were going to be paid the most. And the pilot kept coming back to the end, and then she ended up being one of the ones that was paid the most. Because doctors were up there and lawyers were up there, but the pilot shocked us.
Okay, because they made a lot more than you expected.
Yes.
So college readiness was a topic. What are your thoughts about your education and your future?
I never really knew what I wanted to do. And then doing my Gold Award, I just started my Gold Award this year and I'm doing it on mental health. And my advisor is a counselor. And so watching her and what she's doing, I really want to help kids and I want to help families. And so that's my main purpose of doing it. And so I would love to obtain my doctoral degree and be able to be a psychologist.
What's something you always do during Why We Achieve, like a tradition?
We always do what is called a small business challenge, and we do it on the last day. So basically, we break up in groups, and we get to make our own business, and we have to think of everything. So we have to think of how we're going to start it, where we're going to get the money, where we're going to do it, how we're going to pay for everything, how we're going to market it, everything. And then we present it to a panel of judges, and they score us on three categories. I think it's creativity, global impact, team building, and the biggest marketable impact.
And what was the business that you pitched this year?
This year, we made something called a Luggy Buddy, and it was a luggage that packed itself. So basically, we were teaming up with a company that works with plastic to get it out of the ocean so that we could make it recyclable. And we were working with Apple and Microsoft, to try to get it to pack itself. So it had little arms, and it would pack your clothes, and then it would keep a little inventory on the side so you know it was in your suitcase so you wouldn't forget anything. Because this year we had a girl who forgot her towel, and so she had to dry off with a t-shirt.
All right, let's talk about Why We Lead. What is Why We Lead?
Why We Lead is a one-day conference also in Omaha. And it's basically like Why We Achieve, but it's just one day. So we have different sessions that you can choose. And we also learn about leadership. And then we have a keynote speaker who's always amazing.
What are some of your favorite memories from past years, Why We Lead, or some of the best experiences you've had or things you've learned?
My first year there, I got to introduce Farriel Pearson. And she would later become a big part of my life because I compete in pageants and her organization, Secret Kindness Agents, became my platform. Last year, I actually got to speak with her at Why We Lead and I did a community service project. So we made little tins that had like a Lego base in them and then we put some Legos in them. And so they can go to children's hospitals and they're like this little Lego play set that they can play with. So that was definitely the highlight of all my Why We Leads is being able to speak to the girls.
Since we're on the topic, why don't you talk a little bit about Secret Kindness Agents? Just tell me what that is and what do you do?
So you come up with your name and it's something that has to stay completely anonymous. So it can't be your first name, but it can be something you love. If you love sports or you love horses or whatever you like to do, it can be that. Then you have to either challenge yourself, or I tend to work with the teachers or the leader of the group, and they can challenge the kids, especially if it's kids, but they give them one random act of kindness a week, and they have to do that one, at least one every week, and journal about it. So it's simple things like write a note to your janitor, or thank your parents, or write a postcard to someone in the military, or make cookies for someone, and it's all stuff that is available to kids and it's easy for them to do, but they journal about it and they say how they felt before and how they felt after so that they see the impact that's affecting their community and that's affecting them. I've recruited over 1,500 agents in the state of Nebraska, and basically I go into classrooms, community groups, Girl Scout troops, and I explain to them that Farriel was inspired by the Sandy Hook shooting in Connecticut and why she was inspired by it and why it touched her heart so much. And she just wanted to make sure that there was still kindness in the world. So she started Secret Kindness Agents.
What are some other great memories or experiences you've had through Why We Lead?
One year, someone talked about the power in yourself. And I still remember that session to this day. It was one of the most powerful sessions I've ever been in.
What were some tips that she gave in that session? Like how do you get to that mindset?
Just staying true to yourself is one of the biggest ones, and making sure that no matter what other people believe, you do what you believe.
So how do you stay true to yourself?
It's definitely been hard because being in high school, you're definitely peer pressured a lot, but just making sure that I'm self-confident in myself and building someone that I'm proud of.
What sort of pressure do you get in high school? Or do you see that other girls get that make staying true to yourself difficult?
In high school, they always try to make you a different person. They always want to break you, especially if you're the good girl, and they want to make sure that you're doing bad things, or they want to make sure that they're going to ruin what you have built. So I just have to kind of steer clear from them and make sure that I have a different set of friends who's going to positively impact me.
How do you see other high school girls trying to stay true to themselves and kind of trying to get rid of that pressure? How do you see other girls do that?
Definitely just kind of staying away from it. That's the biggest thing you can do in high school, is just ignore it, because it's always going to be there. And just making sure that you're in a different group that's healthy and that's going to build you up instead of put you down is super important.
Why do you think high school girls struggle with that so much, like finding a positive place?
Because I think that if you're not like them, you don't always fit in. And so many girls want to fit in. I mean, I'm not saying that I haven't had my moments where I'm like, maybe I should, just because I want to fit in. And I have to kind of put myself in check and say, no, it's not worth it. And just making sure that I'm there to remind my friends and remind other people that they're beautiful and that they can do it, and inspire them by being myself, because the only thing that I can do is be myself and be like that around others so that they feel like they can too.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to fit in, right? I mean,
yep.
It's the human condition to want to be accepted. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely... Yep. Definitely just a thing everyone deals with in a different way. Why is Girl Scouts important to you?
I started at a very young age, and I really, really liked it, and I saw the benefits that it was giving older girls, so I really wanted to do it. I had so many of my friends in there, so I got to grow up with them. And then over the years, we kind of fizzled out, so a lot of girls quit, and right now we only have 3 really, really active members in our troop. The amount of skills that Girl Scouts has taught me, I would never quit, ever. It's so important in my life, and it's something that I will never regret doing.
What would you say to girls who are thinking about dropping out of Girl Scouts as they're in middle school and high school? What would you say?
I would just say get more involved. I mean, I would just explain to them all the different opportunities that we have. Get your bronze, get your silver, go for gold. It's so worth it in the end. I definitely make sure that I always have time for Girl Scouts, because no matter what, it makes me happy.
If you are interested in learning more about the programs that we offer specifically for older girls, you can head online to our website, which is girlscoutsnebraska.org. Under the Programs tab, there is lots of information just for teens and tweens. Thank you so much for listening to the 4th episode of Be You, Be Heard. For episode 5, we're going to be talking to girls about travel. If you have questions about being a Girl Scout, you can head on to a line to our website. Or if your Girl Scout troop is interested in contributing to this podcast, you can email marketing@girlscoutsnebraska.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the love and recommend it to a friend, or rate us on your podcast listening app. Thank you so much for listening.
Join Girl Scouts.